From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More American troops are arriving in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince a week after Haiti's earthquake flattened many parts of the city. They and other international troops will help with relief and security efforts. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Haitian capital.
There is a much greater presence of American troops here in Port-au-Prince. U.S. military helicopters swoop over the massively damaged city, while American military vehicles slowly move through streets choked with people and rubble. As many as 11,000 American military personnel are on the ground, on ships nearby, or on their way to Haiti to help with the relief effort. Many U.S. and international troops are at distribution sites increasingly set up in many parts of Port-au-Prince. And there are airdrops as well to try to get food and water to people living in tent cities. But many people are still going without any relief supplies. It's hoped the logjam at the tiny airport will lift soon and the port may be open within days, allowing more aid to get to people who are growing increasingly desperate. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Some of the troops from the 82nd Airborne Division are standing guard outside a hospital in Port-au-Prince, where crowds grew so large today that they were interfering with the work of doctors treating seriously injured patients. Voters are turning out in strong numbers today in Massachusetts in a special Senate election that could have major implications for President Obama's agenda. Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Scott Brown are in a tight race to fill the late Senator Ted Kennedy's seat. A victory by Brown would put the health care bill in jeopardy because it would give Republicans enough Senate votes to block legislation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will pass a health care overhaul bill regardless of who wins in Massachusetts. Iran has now formally rejected a proposal to swap its enriched uranium for nuclear reactor fuel, a deal proposed by the U.S. last fall. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The rejection came in a letter from Iran to the International Atomic Energy Agency earlier this month, only now disclosed by diplomats at IAEA headquarters in Vienna. The deal would have Iran send 1.5 tons of low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for processing into nuclear fuel rods that would be sent back to Iran later for use in a reactor that makes medical isotopes. In this way, Iran's uranium could not be used to make a bomb. Iran initially accepted the deal, then backed off. Over the past 3 months, Iranian officials indicated informally that the deal was unacceptable. Iran proposed the simultaneous exchange of its uranium for nuclear reactor fuel, but the U.S. said no to that. Anticipating Iran's response, the U.S. met on Saturday with representatives of Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany to discuss whether the U.N. Security Council could agree on a new round of sanctions against Iran. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
Stocks rebounded from last week's slide, finishing today at a fresh 15-month high. The Dow closed up 115 points to 10,725. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Shares of the troubled banking giant Citigroup rose today, even after reporting a $7.6 billion fourth-quarter loss. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The big loss for Citigroup was largely due to the cost of exiting the government's TARP rescue program. The bank paid off a $20 billion loan from the government late last year. Taxpayers still own 27% of the bank because the government had earlier exchanged part of its TARP assistance for shares in the company. Loan losses also contributed to Citigroup's poor showing, but its share price moved higher after the report. Investors were apparently reassured because consumer and business loan losses were smaller than in the previous quarter. The fourth quarter loss ends a string of 3 straight profitable quarters for the bank. Still, Citigroup ended with an annual loss of $1.6 billion for 2009. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
After the bell on Wall Street, the technology company IBM reported strong fourth-quarter earnings. IBM says its fourth-quarter profit increased 9%, beating Wall Street forecasts. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is asking Congress's investigative arm to conduct a full review of the Fed's bailout of insurance giant American International Group. The move comes in response to criticism of the $182 billion rescue and ahead of a hearing on the matter next week by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. After months of resistance, Britain's Cadbury has decided to accept a nearly $20 billion takeover from Illinois-based Kraft Foods. The deal would form the world's biggest candy company, but it has upset British unions and lawmakers who fear job cuts. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.